When asked about his involvement in so many aspects of community life, Paul Ivany can sum it up with one word. Yes. Over the years, I have kept saying yes to various things in the community, running grief groups, suicide prevention groups, emceeing the ALS walk, Lobster Fest, the pastor care team at the hospital. All because I was willing to say yes. In light of this, the Georgetown Lions Club had little trouble saying yes when Ivany was nominated for Georgetown Citizen of the Year. The retired Norval United Church minister was honored Tuesday night at the Moldmasters Sportsplex. The evening brought together members of the Norval United congregation, staff of the Jones Funeral Home, where Ivany has been the officiant at hundreds of funerals, members of community groups and service clubs he has helped over the years, and members of council. Georgetown Citizen of the Year Paul Ivany accepts a key to the town from Halton Hills Mayor Ann Lawler. Herb Garbett, Halton Hills Today. It takes a special person to support, encourage and lead people both during contented times and also when they are in distress, suffering from grief or health challenges, said Mayor Ann Lawler while presenting Ivany with a key to the town. These are not easy paths, and I admire and appreciate Paul, as does all our council, for being a kind and supportive friend and advocate for so many. Ivany said growing up with parents who were officers in the Salvation Army taught the example of compassion, caring, giving and service. He said he got involved in so many projects because it was work that needed to be done. Ivany was quick to point out that his involvement would not have been possible without the support of his family, his wife Elizabeth and daughters Kimberly, Lindsay and Jillian. I was not there for all the events, competitions, recitals and programs. So often I was tied up with church or community activities, he said. Fortunately, Elizabeth was there for all of those, and I have been truly blessed by my family. Georgetown Citizen of the Year Paul Ivany with his family, from left, wife Elizabeth, daughters Lindsay, Kimberly, who participated through a video call from her home in Vancouver, and Jillian. Herb Garbett, Halton Hills Today. Ivany also praised the members of Norval United for always being willing to turn ideas into reality. He said there was no better example than the new church built in Georgetown. That new church is truly becoming the building we hoped it would be, a building for the community, he said, one that not only hosts the church's events, but also is a home for community programs, business groups, musical recitals, celebrations for other religions, and a safe space for the 2SLBGTQ community. As the chair of the Halton Hills Interfaith Council, Ivany said it's important to talk to, listen and learn from one another, despite whatever differences exist between us. In closing his remarks, Ivany asked people to find ways to help make their community a better place. I am deeply humbled to be recognized as the Georgetown Citizen of the Year. I've been truly blessed to work with so many good, hardworking, dedicated people in this community over the years, he said. If I can leave anything with you tonight, it would be to consider ways you can say, yes, when needs arise, when things need doing in our community, things that you can contribute to and make a difference.